From the mission, the heart of San Francisco Radio. Valencia.
coffin gently. Body stand sentry on battered corners gently, with the tiny coffins almost barely empty. Bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies. Everybody was somebody moments before their bodies were torn. Twist bodies like pawn after echoing the guns and bombs is gone. Bodies sit forlorn, pitched amongst the bricks, flung like empty purse after the mugging. Oh, look what the cat drugging. Still moving, piteous. Search the rubble for the slightest movement in the ruins. Secrets grow hideous inside the computers. Bottomless pits for bodies to get dropped off in, like Katkin Forest, a bitter harvest, a dollhouse of auras. Bodies on 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 bodies.
fist over nature. Light 'em up as terror in the skies.
Thank you. the bottom of the wash. What's it dissolving and what's up? Remove it! Wish!
We'll be right back. Susie, what'd you find out on Oswald?
Negative on his tax records. Classified. First time I know a DA can't get a tax record. So I put together a list of all the CIA files on Oswald that were part of the Warren Report and asked for them. There are about 1,200 documents. And can't get one of them. All classified as secret on the grounds of national security. They gave me his grammar school records. It's a study of his pubic hairs. Lonely kid, no father, joins the Marines at 17. He learns Russian. He acts overtly Marxist, but he's stationed at a top secret air base in Japan where U-2 spy flights over Russia originate. He's discharged from the Marines, supposedly because his mother's sick. Stays home 3 days, and then with a $1,500 ticket from a $203 bank account, he goes to Moscow.
Mr. Oswald, do you understand the severity of the action that you're about to take?
Yes, I do, sir, and I am also very familiar with the arguments that
I wish to renounce my citizenship and become a Soviet citizen. I'm going to make known to them all information I have concerning the Marine Corps.
And he disappears for 6 weeks, presumably with the KGB. Finally, they shuttle him to a radio factory in Minsk, where he lives as high on the hog as he ever has. He's given 5,000 rubles, a roomy apartment with a balcony, has affairs with local girls.
Makes sense. He's a spokesman.
But he never writes, speaks, or does any propaganda for the Russians. He meets Marina, whose uncle is a colonel in Soviet intelligence, at a trade union dance. She thinks he's Russian by the way he speaks. 6 weeks later, they marry, have a daughter.
The only explanation for the royal treatment can be that he did give them radar secrets. Or fake secrets.
6 months after he arrives in Russia, Francis Gary Powers' U-2 spy flight goes down in Russia. That plane was untouchable. Powers hinted that Oswald could have given the Russians enough data to hit it. And as a direct result, the peace summit between Khrushchev and Eisenhower failed. I can't help thinking maybe someone in our military didn't want the peace conference to happen.
Susie, come.
Maybe Oswald was a part of that.
Susie,
he gets weirder.
You are an assistant DA, remember? Just stick to what you can prove in
facts?
Court.
Facts? You want facts?
Please.
Susie, don't get
sidetracked. From 1945 to 59.
How does he get back to the States? That's the point. All right? Does he have any problems with Uncle Sam?
No, none. No, the State Department issues him a new passport within 48 hours and loans him the money to travel. He's never investigated or charged by the Navy for revealing classified information or, as far as we know, debriefed by the CIA.
Son of a bitch should have been prosecuted as a traitor the minute he stepped off the boat. What about Marina? Does she have any problems getting out?
No, none either. No, it's bizarre. It's next to impossible to get Russian sweethearts out. This is a man who has defected once already. It's crazy. Ordinary people, they get blacklisted for having leftist affiliation.
Doesn't add up, does it?
Next thing we know, he's living in Dallas, Fort Worth, October 62, working 6 months at Jagger's Charles Stobel. This is a photographic firm that contracts to make maps for the U.S. Army. Oswald becomes chummy with the white Russian community of Dallas, all rabid anti-communists. It's odd. The Oswalds are introduced to Janet and Bill Williams. It's through Janet Williams in October 63 that Lee gets the job at the warehouse right smack on Elm Street at the book depository.
Presumably so he can now exercise his intellect stacking school texts at $1.25 an hour.
Marina fights often with Lee about many things.
You must stop this madness!
His secrecy, their lack of money. She says that Lee is not sexually adequate. Lee hits her on several occasions. Now, at the age of 24, he rents a small room in Dallas under the alias of O.H. Lee.
Do you want to look at television?
Are you all right, Mr. Lee?
No, thank you.
All I I can find out about the Williams is that their tax returns are classified and that Bill Williams has links through his family to the CIA and does classified work for Bell Helicopter. Bill's convenient separation from Janet allows Marina to move into her house, where she suddenly becomes Marina's best friend. And there, Marina and Lee have a second daughter.
I have to go away. Just for a short
while. What is the matter with this family?
I love Lee, and I sorry him.
You're sorry for
this? Yes. When he's arrested, Marina buries him with the public. Her description of him is that of a psychotic and violent man.
I have too much facts, and facts tell me that Lee shot Kennedy.
After they kept her locked away for 2 months surrounded by federal people in fear she'd be deported back to Russia, right? The poor woman was probably suffering from nervous exhaustion. They taught her how to answer. And when they think she's ready, they buy new dresses, polish her appearance, and wheel her out on cue.
I would like to thank the Warren Commission.
Oswald was no angel, that's clear. But who was he?
I'm lost, boss. What are we saying here?
We're saying that when Oswald went to Russia, he was not a real defector. That he was an intelligence agent on some kind of mission for our government and remained one until the day he died. That's what we're saying.
Therefore, because Oswald pulled the trigger, the intelligence community murdered their own commander-in-chief. Is that what you're saying?
I'll go you one better, Bill. Maybe Oswald didn't even pull the trigger. Nitrate tests indicate he hadn't even fired a rifle on November 22nd. And on top of that, they didn't even bother to see if the rifle had been fired that day.
He had his palm print on the weapon.
Well, it went to the FBI, Bill. FBI didn't find a goddamn thing. It comes back a week later, and one guy in the Dallas Police Department suddenly finds a palm print. For all we know, it could have been taken off Oswald in the morgue. There's no chain of evidence.
I never could figure out why this guy orders a traceable weapon to this post office box when he can go into any store in Texas, give a phony name, and walk out with a rifle which can never be traced.
To frame him, obviously.
There's a lot of smoke there. But there's some fire.
We're talking about our government here.
No, we're talking about a crime, Bill, pure and simple. Y'all got to start thinking on a different level like the CIA does. Now, we're through the looking glass here, people. White is black, and black is white. Just maybe Oswald is exactly what he said he was. A patsy.
Thank you.
Galaxy.fm, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Hours, 7 days a week, community radio at its best. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look at Radio Valencia everywhere else, online, on the streets, in the sky. Radio Valencia, here, straight from the studio in the mission. Another day, another morning, another month, another year. Community radio at its best. Your chance to have your own radio show here on RadioValencia.fm. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at RadioValencia.fm. Front of the scenes, be behind the scenes, be in the middle of the scene. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. Or if you have music or in a band, side project, experimental, a cappella, instrumental, send your music to bands at RadioValencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at RadioValencia.fm. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous, innuendos. On every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. But today, we go into overtime. That's right. I'll be here till 2 p.m. I'm subbing in for the great DJ Mark. And his show Drop the Charges. DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2. All will be well. Till then, I'm here. Music you just heard. You heard Julie Cruz with the song Rockin' Back Inside My Heart. By request, going out to my babushka. My babushka returns. Over 62 years has come back to us. My babushka, tell me you were there in Dallas, Texas. My babushka, tell me you know nothing of the FBI, CIA, NSA. My babushka, tell me you don't know the taste of the alphabet soup. My babushka, tell me you know nothing of the conspiracy. My babushka, tell me you are innocent. Tell me.
Babushka.
That was a request to my babushka. Before that, we had something from that faithful, disgraceful day. JFK the movie, telling you about Lee Harvey Oswald. The killer? The Patsy? JFK, Oliver Stone. So good. That movie's so good. The rhythm is good. The music up in that set. We had some Terry Genderbender, guys. Terry Genderbender. El Veneno was the name of the track. We also had new music from Factor Chandelier with the song I'm Not Afraid. We had the band Witch with Once in a Lifetime. We had Automatic with MQ9. We had new music from the Silver Sun Pickups. The Wreckage was the name of the track. We also had new music from Arm & Hammer, The Alchemist, Billy Woods, Elucid, You Know My Body. And we started off the whole set with Claude Fontaine, song Love the Way You Love. You're caught up. It's possible still to get music that you want, that you like, that you love. Give me a call, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. You can email me, itsfaco@gmail.com, ITSFACO, itsfaco@gmail.com, or handle me on X by the same, itsfaco, at ITSFACO. And there is the passage to musical happiness. Or if you already have the Radio Valencia application, there's a chatterbox on that app where you could type in your name, type in the request, comment, shout out, whatever it is. It's all there. The big man knows. The big man shines. The big man grows. We're here. RadioValencia.fm. It don't stop. Whether you're getting 8 hours of sleep or not, and it don't stop. Sleep is funny. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you fall asleep so fast. And then sometimes you just can't, man. You know what's been helping me sleep lately? Is I have to listen to something. You know? And for a little bit it was a podcast of some sort. I stopped doing that because sometimes they'll get into like a scary story and then I'll have a nightmare, you know? So now I get specific. I'll like listen to like a wrestling interview and about the business, you know? Not like a you know, like a storyline that's happening in the wrestling business, but like, you know, behind the scenes stories and interviews, like behind the scenes stuff, and that's been getting me to go to sleep, you know. But even sometimes they say something about like not looking at your cell phone screen because the blue light or whatever light it's coming off, you know, keeps you awake. You know, some say that. I don't have like a speaker. I actually sleep with like a headphones, one in one ear, you know. Some people don't like that, you know, but for some reason, it's okay with me, you know? But dude, sometimes, man, I just can't sleep, man. Today I had a hard time. And sometimes I feel like I'm dreaming, but I'm still awake, you know? From, you know, back in the days when he used to party all night and drink, I would like drink a bottle of red wine and I would fall asleep beautifully. But I can't do that no more, you know. All the sugar and the alcohol, I can't be having that, man. Especially it doesn't go with my diet, fasting, you know. And some guys say, oh, FACO, that's not good for you, FACO. FACO, that's not the right thing to do, FACO. But it's working for me, you know? And you know what goes great with fasting that I think a lot of people miss? Is smoking, guys. Smoking goes great, you know? And I'm not talking about tobacco. You know, I'm talking about medicinal. And what's great about that, it doesn't break the fast. Alcohol breaks the fast. Liquor breaks the fast. Food breaks the fast. But the greenery gives you the scenery, man. Goes great with fasting. I'm not there yet, you know. We still sober over here at Camp Spontaneous Innuendos, you know. But, you know, that always helps me go to sleep. And people go, well, why don't you do edibles, FACO? Come on, FACO, do edibles. That doesn't go with fasting, you know. Getting a pillow, and depending on the bed of where I'm at, you know, sometimes I need two pillows, two thick pillows. Two thick pillows. Sometimes I just need one. It all depends, you know. And, you know, when you share a bed with someone, guys, was probably one of the hardest things to get used to, you know. It's like all of a sudden I got somebody here next to me. Now I have to be on the sharing team, you know. Oh my god, okay, let's get the line. Okay, do you have enough room? Okay, my arm's sticking out on this side a little bit. Okay, you're hogging the cover. Come on, let Papa Faco get a little blanket now, please. I would appreciate it. I know you want to be wrapped up like a taquito, but let Papa Faco have a little bit of blanket, man. I think the only solution, though, that's probably the biggest thing, but the only solution is I just have to get my own blanket, man. You know? I might have to just get my own blanket, man. But it's hard. It's hard. You know, getting used to someone next to you in bed, you know? But it's all right. It's cool. It's a good adventure. But when you're like sleep alone and you think you got it all and you're in the middle of the bed and you got your arms stretched out, you know, like that Leonardo da Vinci photo or diagram of the human, you know, that's the way I feel when I lay in bed. You know, you seen that Leonardo da Vinci or is it Michelangelo? One of those where they show the man with his arms spread out and his legs spread out. That's the way I feel when I'm alone in bed. And you would go and you think, all right, I'm gonna be able to sleep. And sometimes you just can't go to sleep still. And you go, Bafeko, what are you thinking about? Plenty of things I'm thinking about, but I'm trying to just stay focused to go to sleep. You know, and some people go, well, Fackle, you know what works for me is you need to touch yourself and then go to sleep because that gets you tired. And sometimes you do that, you know. Still doesn't make you go to sleep. Well, you know, and what I figure is at least you're laying in bed and you're resting. That's gotta be good for you. And if it goes along with my fasting, my insides is not doing any work. You know, I haven't, like, usually when I go to sleep, usually I haven't ate anything for at least the last 4 or 5 hours, right? Usually. Like, yesterday was a special day, but even yesterday, you know, young Fago had Thanksgiving at like 1 o'clock, 2. And we ate for a couple hours, and I ate everything. So in actuality, you know, I had more than like six hours of not eating anything. So my insides weren't working. They were on their break. They were like, all right, we get to rest. We're not digesting anything. We're not trying to break down anything in this body. We're clear. It's resting time, you know? So maybe, you know, just laying there and resting is a good thing. Who knows? Well, I'm not a doctor, obviously. But they always say, if you're not getting sleep, it's bad for you. You know? Well, what do you want from me, man? My mind is going so fast sometimes at night. I'm trying to do breathing, more breathing. Oh, holding it in, letting it out, you know? Sometimes my nose gets stuffy, especially when it's cold, you know? And sometimes I started thinking about vapor rub. Put a little vapor rub right under your nose to keep the airways clear. And then you go, well, I don't always have vapor rub. So I put some jalapeno juice right under my nose to clear up the airwaves. That doesn't break the fast. I'm not digesting it. I'm inhaling it. And sometimes it's like, you know, the little, you know, when you cut a jalapeno, like for nachos, a little ring, I'll just put it right on top of my lips. It's not in my mouth. It's right on top of the lips, on my mustache. clear the airwaves so you could breathe. Whatever you have to do to make it happen. You know, there's people I know that can instantly fall asleep. You know, I'm going to fall asleep now. I'll see you guys in the morning. And there's no tossing and turning. There's no, there's no BS. They just straight go to sleep. They've mastered that, man. That's a skill. That's like a mutant skill. And that's like your X-Men skill. Like, you know, some people have the power of...